Chapter 4 Spy Kits. Manu ate the last bite of his sandwich. He hadn't hiccuped for ages. Sophie had finished her lunch and was writing in a notebook. Manu leant over to look. She was writing a list. 1. Notebook and pen. 2. Snacks. 3. Map. A map? Asked Manu. Yes, like the one we made in the forest this morning, said Sophie, so we can keep track of where we've searched. I'll get some paper.
What are you doing?
Asked Uncle Mike. We heard someone else on the walkie-talkie this morning, Manu explained. We're spies, and we're going to try to track them down. So we need a map. Uncle Mike nodded.
Good idea, he said.
Together, the cousins drew some trees, Sophie's house, the paddocks, the neighbour's farm, and the main road. Manu marked a cross by the trees. That's where we were this morning when we heard the walkie-talkie. The farm manager next door has a two-way radio on her quad bike, said Auntie Alex. I bet that's who you heard. No, it sounded like a different language. It must have been someone else, Sophie replied. Or something else. She started to draw a UFO on the map. Like aliens. Auntie Alex laughed. Why would aliens land on our farm? I don't know. Maybe they like sheep. Don't worry, Auntie, Manu said. We'll solve the mystery. He looked at Sophie's list. We need some cool gadgets, he said, like infrared laser goggles.
You could take our old binoculars, suggested Uncle Mike. They don't use lasers, but they'd be handy in a spy kit. I'm not sure where they are, though. Have a look through the drawers.
Awesome! Sophie wrote binoculars on her list. It was quite hard to spell. Manu felt something nuzzle his hand. He looked down and saw Sophie's old sheepdog, Possum. She wagged her tail and looked up at him hopefully. Manu stroked the dog's soft ears. Sorry, Possum, he said. My sandwich is all gone. You could take her with you, said Auntie Alex. She could be your sniffer dog. Cool, said Manu. I didn't know Possum was a sniffer dog. His auntie laughed. She's not, but she's pretty good at sniffing out leftovers. The phone rang in the hall, and Auntie Alex went to answer it. Sophie started to hunt for the binoculars. You look in those drawers, she told Manu. I'll look in the cupboards. The first drawer that Manu opened had lots of interesting things in it. A yo-yo with a broken string, a ball of rubber bands, a paper fan. He kept looking.
I don't mind you two playing a game, Uncle Mike told Sophie and Manu. But you need to be sensible, okay?
Yes, Dad. We know the rules, Sophie promised. She tried to copy her dad's deep voice. Stay together. Don't go past the 5th marker post in the forest. Manu joined in.
Close all the farm gates. Wear your portai in the sun.
Top marks for listening, secret agents.
Auntie Alex came back in. That was Jeanette from up the road. Munchkin got out of her pen again.
Have they looked for her at the school? Asked Uncle Mike. That's where they found her last time. She'd eaten all the silver beet in the community garden.
Manu was only half listening. He'd just found the binoculars in the drawer. Check these out, he showed Sophie. Nice! And look what I've found. She held up a magnifying glass. Now we can look at things close up and far away. Auntie Alex was pouring two cups of coffee. Did you kids hear what we said just now? Sophie and Manu gave her a thumbs up. Listening is one of our special spy skills, Manu told her. Sophie put the spy gadgets in her backpack. She went to the pantry and found some muesli bars and apples. Ready, Agent Manu? Ready, said Manu. Are you ready, Agent Possum? Possum wagged her tail. Then let's go crack this case!